Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 114 of From Long Distance to Marriage. Today we're going to be elaborating on the central theme of something that we talk about quite a lot, which is continuing to make an effort in your relationship. So we talk about this, or have spoken about this, a lot of different episodes in different contexts, about staying interested, about how you don't complete each other but you complement each other, but how it's important that you continue to make an effort in the relationship in all sorts of different ways.
And with yourself.
Yeah, so by focusing on yourself, you continue to be interested, and you continue to be someone that, you know, your partner can be proud to say they're with you. So today we're going to dive into what that can look like in all sorts of different ways.
Yeah, and I guess the first one, the most kind of obvious one, when they say, you know, are you making an effort, is kind of physically. And again, within that, there's several different angles. You know, physically can mean, you know, making sure that you're dressing, you know, nice, and, you know, wearing clothes, things, you know, your partner likes, doing makeup or shaving, if you know they like when you're shaving, growing a beard, if they like your beard, and sexual as well. So I guess it's kind of, I don't know, I like it when you wear something that you know I like, or whether that's, you know, like a bracelet or clothes, you know, I like that because I have to look at you. And so when you're wearing something that I think suits you, that's pleasing for me too. And vice versa.
Yeah, there's like a running joke. So the other thing we talk about quite a lot is marriage in pop culture. And there's like a running joke, but you hear it in real life. People say, you know,
let themselves go.
Yeah, I don't need to make an effort anymore. I'm already married. And, you know, it's well established that what the mind believes, you know, the body follows. So even if you start saying stuff like that as a joke, it, you know, opens the door for that to become your real opinion, and then when it becomes your real opinion, then your body follows suit. And, you know, it's not the way to look at it for any number of reasons. Like, one, you owe it to yourself to be healthy, right? You only get one body, you only get one life that we're aware of, you know, in that body at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make the most of it. And obviously, people have different limitations and whatnot, but, you know, strive to be as healthy as you can be with what you're able to be. So you owe that to yourself. But then when you're healthy, when you're in good shape, when you, physically and mentally, you know, you can be there for the people that you love more too. You know, so there are some people who hate exercising and hate everything about being healthy. Feels like hard work. But if you think about it beyond doing it for yourself, and you're doing it, yeah, you know, but you hear about this quite a lot with new parents. They're like, oh, you know, that gave me motivation to get into shape at last. I wanted to be around, see them grow up. You know, it impacts the people around you. But then when it comes to your marriage, you know, people leave. People say, oh, you know, they just stopped making an effort. It's like we weren't really married anymore, and just not attracted to you anymore. Yeah, grew apart. So the physicality is only one side of that, you know. But if you can say that you're doing what you can to stay healthy. And it's not like you have to look like Brad Pitt or anyone like that. It's just make an effort with yourself. That can go a long way to keeping some passion there. And then, I forgot what I was going to say there. But then beyond that, like you said, make an effort with your appearance too. Just shows that you're still haven't given you hit, the word you hear a lot, I think, is given up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just seem like they've given up, and no one really wants to be there for that, because then it also gives the impression that you've given up on the relationship and on the marriage, even if you haven't. But if that's the impression that you're giving off, it's hard for people to stick around for that.
And I guess when we say, like, giving up, you know, like, doesn't mean, like, you don't care anymore and stuff. But it just, I think it's easy to get overwhelmed in life, you know, work, jobs, home, you know, home life, responsibilities, and even, you know, when you've got children, that brings a whole nother layer of responsibility and things taking, you know, time from you. But I think this isn't, like we said, this isn't, you don't have to look like Brad Pitt, and you don't have to do the full, like, use women for example, you don't have to do the full 9 yards of hair and makeup and, you know, dressing to a T every day. That's not what we're saying. Like, life still happens. You shouldn't be in a relationship where your partner expects you to look, you know, 10 out of 10 for you every day. Like, that's me when we go to a wedding or, you know, like something like that. Like, I don't...
No, it's just making an effort. It's yeah. just it's showing that you care about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's a good point, that people, you know, some people, there's a tendency when you think about being healthy, people think of the extreme. Like, oh, well, no, that means I have to be able to do, you know, the...
Climb a mountain
or you know, run in endurance races and this and that. It's like, it's not. You haven't got to do anything that extreme. And the pushback to that is then the other extreme. Like, well, no, I want to be, you know, sloppy. And it's like, you can still have the food and you don't have to exercise every day, but it's just, can you a few times a week do some mild form of exercise that, you know, keeps you healthy? Can you pay attention to what you're eating? It's not, it doesn't have to be a health nut lifestyle.
No, and also, you know, your partner shouldn't make you feel bad when you struggle to those things. Like, it is hard, you know, to... You can't always be on it, and you have to find the right balance for you, which, like, I'm still working to find. Like, you know, I haven't mastered that, but I think, you know, I've had issues with my weight down to solely to me, you know, no health conditions affecting that. Like, it's something I struggle with, but I'm always working at it. Like, that's one thing, like, you know, you support me in trying for that, but you're never like... Well, just fuck's sake, fix it already. Like, you know, I'm trying. Like,
yeah, and everyone's at a different starting point. And it's not about, you know, making the effort with how you look doesn't mean getting to a certain point either.
No, no.
I mean, yeah, if you weigh 400 pounds and you get down to 350, that's making an effort.
Mm.
Yeah, you're still 350 pounds, you know, and you may think you've got a long way to go, but you're making an effort. You're improving. And that's the point. It's demonstrating that you're on the journey,
yeah.
rather than saying, you know, come back and talk to me when you've lost 200 pounds.
Yeah, and like, in this episode is not about just being in good physical shape, no. and we're also not shaming anyone who isn't. Like, I'm not in good shape, I'm overweight. Like, it's just, you know, they say a lot about, like, how can you be your best in a relationship and how can you love someone else if you don't love yourself, and not saying people who are unhealthy or maybe lazy in certain ways don't love themselves, but you're not showing your body like health and love and like taking care of yourself. Like, you know, it's not even to do with attractiveness. You know, people are attractive at all shapes and sizes, but it's what's going to be healthiest for your body, you know, and then your mental health too.
Well, I was just about to say, you know, that feeds into how good you feel. Not if I, you know, I remember when we, what is it, about 5-6 years ago, and we put a little gym in the garage and we started working out. That first workout I did, I felt terrible. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, not just, like, I felt physically beaten, but I remember feeling like slightly unwell. Like, oh, how do people do this?
I felt angry when yeah, we did that.
You stormed out, didn't
I? I did. Oh, this is bullshit. I'm never going to be able to do this, and walked out.
Yeah. And I remember thinking, like, was it a mistake buying all this stuff? We've spent the money on the gym. And I went back again, you know, a couple of days later on, and that hasn't really repeated it. You always feel good. And then you get into like a routine. Now, when I exercise, I feel so much better. So it, but you don't, it's one of those things when you're in a bit of a funk, which manifests in all sorts of different ways for different people. But, you know, for me, my funk's kind of just feeling a bit low. Maybe I feel a little bit like jittery, like unaccomplished or something. But I don't necessarily feel panicky or depressed, but I feel flat. I don't think to myself, exercise would make me feel better. It doesn't occur to me. I just think, like, oh, I'll wait for it to pass. But what I notice is when I do move more, that I just feel good. I feel so much better. And it keeps that stuff at bay as well. So you kind of have to do it to feel the benefits of it rather than wait for your body to intuitively say, I need to go for
yeah.
a run or lift some weights, whatever it is you're doing. So it's one of those things where you have to just do it and then you'll feel the benefits and then that gives you the momentum.
Yeah. And like for me, same thing. I've really gotten into walking over this past year, you know, like with the pandemic, you know, there's only so much we can do to keep ourselves entertained. And kind of the newfound love I have for going for a walk hasn't had nothing to do with exercise to start with. Like, you know, we're in lockdown. We lived in a country where you were only allowed to leave your house once a day for one form of exercise, and then also like to go get food and medicine. And, you know, I found myself, you know, I'm in the house all day working from home. The last thing I want to do is then go into the garage and do a workout out there. Again, like just trapped in a small room. Like that's not what I want. So I've been doing walking, but it started out as more like, okay, well, I need to just get out, get some fresh air, see something different than these four walls or the, you know, the inside of the garage. And it was more for mental. And also like, I didn't have that drive home from work anymore to kind of, that was my time to kind of shut off from the day, get work out of my head. Then by the time I got home, I was ready for my evening, whatever that looked like. So walking became that. After I finished work, I'd take one of the dogs out for a walk and, you know, it became like exercise and, you know, it has benefited me physically as well as mentally over the past year. So, you know, it's not just about getting exercise for your body. It's doing things that are going to make you feel better, you know, about whatever you're facing in life. And there's always something, you know, that we're trying to figure out or tackle or get better at. So, you know, it's absolutely, it's really important. And, you know, if you're down, especially right now, the way things are, life's really weird and not normal and things feel very precarious, then you need to do things that are going to make yourself feel a bit better. And that's one of them. And then also for me, back to sort of the more like superficial side of this, you know, like appearance, you know, I do my makeup still every single day during lockdown. And I know a lot of like friends that I work with, they don't, because, you know, they're just on the webcam and you can't really see people as good as you can in person. Or people even who aren't working that are just staying at home, but they're not out and about doing things, seeing friends, running errands. They've just stopped. And I know for me, I feel personally, and this is not saying anyone else should, but for me, I just feel sloppy and not done if I don't wear my makeup. And I don't wear lots by any means. You know, I just kind of to even out the skin tone and make my eyes stand out a little bit is all I do. And like, I've even toned down, like I don't wear as much makeup, you know, like lighter coverage and stuff, but like, you know, it might sound dumb, but like I'm doing that for me. Like, yeah, you benefit because I, you know, look a bit brighter and stuff, but it's for me. And also it then makes my mood feel better, which then benefits you because I feel better. I feel like I look like myself and, you know, I'm not just stuck at home on this eternal sloppy day that just has gone on for a year.
Yeah, well, and I think the other way to look at this stuff is if you look at it from your partner's point of view, you know, everyone wants to see the person they love being happy and, you know, fulfilling themselves.
Yeah.
You know, so if you look at your partner and you see them really down or not feeling good or
struggling,
or you just know they could do more. Not they could do more, like laziness, but like there's untapped potential there or you know, anything like that. That makes you feel like concerned. But when they're happy and they're buzzing and you know, they're just doing what makes them feel good, you feel better about them. Like, you that kind of comfort level.
Mm-hmm.
Not you feel better in a sort of check the boxes, like you're doing everything you should be doing, you know, yeah, like in a teacher way. But it's more, I'm happy for you, I love seeing you, you know, so happy and content and whatever it is. So the same is true for you, that your partner feels all those same emotions about you. So just kind of recapping everything we've covered so far, if you don't really feel the need to be putting your makeup on now, or you're using the pandemic as a almost as an excuse to say, well, you know, I don't need to do this stuff because what's the point? No one sees me and just wander around the house in my underwear because I can. Like, yeah, you can, but if it's not conducive to you feeling good, your partner's going to look at you the same level of concern that you would. So I think that can be a good source of motivation.
Yeah, and like we get it, like it can be really hard right now during all this to feel like you want to do those things, and I've certainly felt that way. Like, you know, I have days where I'm like, what's the point? Like, it, you know, I'm just in this house staring at a screen, or, you know, only with, you know, you. Like, ah. But I do, it makes me feel less than a funk to exercise, to cook something, you know, not just get takeaways, or, you know, get a top out that I haven't worn in a while that's bright or happy, you know, just little things. And yeah, really it's servicing yourself first so that you can be better service to your partner.
Well, that's exactly what that's a really good way of putting it. What I was implying earlier when I said, you know, when you look after yourself, it trickles down to people around you. Like, that's exactly what it is. When you service yourself, you can service others.
Yeah, when I'm feeling really down, and I think my funks are more anxiety and boarding into depression than, like, you know, you say you can just feel a bit flat. Like, I have flat days too, and they're fine, but, like, if I get into a bit of a rut where it's going on and it's affecting me, like, I can't think about your needs.
Mm.
I can't, because I can barely meet my own. And that's not to say that I'm a bad partner, but in those times, I'm not myself like I normally am, and then I don't give you what I normally do as a partner. So, of course, when you're feeling down, you're not yourself, so you can't give of yourself. So, you know, it's not like you shouldn't do things to help yourself so that you're a better partner. You should do them so that you feel good. But as a knock-on effect, you become a better partner. Like, you shouldn't be doing this for other people. It has to be for you. Other people should come secondary. Like, you know, we put each other first, but at the end of the day, like, if we're not taking care of ourselves, like, what good are we to each other eventually, you know, if it goes on long enough? So, like, I do believe, in a way, like, you have to take care of number one first, you know, because, you know,
absolutely.
What do they say? Like, you can't pour from an empty cup kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So then what else have we got lined up for this episode?
We talked about, like, sex a little bit, or we've mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's another thing, you know, making time for that is really important because, you know, we talk a lot about, like, think about why you got together. You know, think about what drew you to each other in the beginning and try and recreate those things. That's why we say things like, oh, you know, when you're first together, you're presenting your best self. You know, you're wearing your makeup, you're dressing in your best clothes. You know, you're making sure you're wearing your nice aftershave. Like, bring those things back in once in a while. Like, you don't have to do it all the time, but if you've got a bottle of that aftershave that you wore when you were first together in the back of the cupboard, like, well, put that on. And you'll be surprised that, you know, your partner will say, ooh, you smell nice. Like, what's that? Or, oh, are you, you know, we have that. You have an aftershave that you got on our honeymoon. And you don't wear aftershave every day. You don't shave every day. It's especially...
Well, and it's also that aftershave, you only get it there. So I've always been really kind of, I've not even used a third of it in 10 years. So, like, it's lasting. But I've always been thinking, like, oh, you know, if I run out...
We've got to go back.
Maybe they do it online. I don't know. At the time, there was this one little shop that we got on a... We were on a little coach tour.
On our honeymoon.
So I know the name of the aftershave, but at the time, it's like, well, this is, like... We're in the arse end of nowhere. At the other end of the country. I'm never going to get, you know, more of this. So I've been trying to eke it out, but I could probably be more liberal with
it. Yeah, but when you wear it, I am always like, ooh, is that...
Yeah, you always remember it.
Yeah, well, I always at least notice it. I may not know exactly what it is, but I'm like, ooh, is that what, you know, is that one or whatever? But, you know, just little nods to, like, hey, like, you know, because life is busy. You know, we have jobs and we're all trying to survive a pandemic right now, mentally and physically, keep ourselves safe, keep ourselves well. So it's really helpful to just do a little bit of a nod to time, to a better time, or, you know, to a more exciting time of, like, hey, I remember this, you know, just this little touch today, or, you know, remember that's wearing a particular shade of lipstick that you know he likes, things like that. But then in the bedroom, you know, we've talked about sex in many different episodes over the course of this podcast, but I think it's, you know, it's such an important form of connection in a relationship. And, you know, as time goes on, it happens less. You know, we think again back to when you're first together, like, that's a really exciting time sexually, and that's probably when you're having the most sex, is when you're first together. And you know, that naturally fades over time, and that's fine, but still making sure that you have some time for it and you make an effort there is really important, whether that means, you know, bringing some more variety into the bedroom in the form of whatever, games, toys, outfits, you know, whatever that is. But it's, that effort's going to look different in every partnership. For some, it might just be literally frequency, that don't care what we do, we just need to do it more. It might be, oh, I want more adventure. It might be whatever, you know, and you don't have to, like, force yourself to do anything, but whatever effort you can make, I think goes really appreciated on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to touch on that at all? Sex is usually something
you've covered it.
You have an opinion on.
I think you've covered it. You know, it's this is about making that effort, and yeah, I haven't really got anything to add to that.
Yeah, and I guess I don't know. I think, you know, every couple is different, but as long as you're in a healthy, overall happy relationship, because not all relationships are always happy, and in fact, they're usually not always happy 100% of the time. You know, that's, you find each other between the sheets, you know, like that's when the distractions of the world are gone, even the distractions of like clothes, like you're literally,
it's a good chance to reconnect.
It's, you're literally just there, the two of you, no distractions, no outside influences. And you know, that sexual attraction is a huge part of what draws people together. And when that goes over time, as it inevitably does, not that you're not attracted, but just that, that constant passion, that not being able to get enough of each other, not being able to keep your hands off each other, that that will change the pattern of your relationship a little bit. Doesn't mean that you're not in love anymore, that you're still not meant to be together, or however you want to look at it. It just, it's a bit different. And so finding ways to connect there where possible, it's really, really important. And you'll probably thank yourselves for it. I mean, without getting into too much detail, you know, we've had periods in our marriage where we've been more active that way and less active that way. And, you know, we've never had a bad relationship, but it's fair to say that when we're more active that way, we're better together.
Yeah.
You know, we're more affectionate. We're more on the same page. We laugh more together.
It's a really good kind of recalibration tool.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, you can be out of sync. Maybe you're a bit snappy with each other. Maybe you just, we've said before, we've had moments where we've been like ships in the night. We don't really see each other too much. And, you know, the sexual stuff's just a real opportunity to kind of get things back in sync. It reignites, like you said, the affection. And you, I don't know, I find it just resets things to, in our case, that equilibrium is when we do get on and you know, levels of affection.
Yeah.
And communication.
Yeah. And, you know, it's very rare that both partners have the same sexual needs in terms of frequency and styles or whatever that, I don't know what style is meant to mean, but you know, like the way they like things, the preferences, there we go. So yeah, it's just trying to find that common ground. Not everything has to match up between the two of you. And sometimes, you know, as you start to know your partner, you can tell in their behavior, or they might straight up tell you like, you know, I need this. I feel like we need to be together that way. And maybe it's not the exact moment that you want to do it, but like, you'd probably be happy you did it in the long run. Like, I don't know anyone who's ever said they weren't happy they had sex with their partner. Like, again, removing abuse and
even bad
pressure
sex
and stuff.
Bad sex is better than most other things.
I don't know about that.
I do.
Cake is pretty damn good. It might be better than bad sex.
Terrible sex, maybe.
Well, what's terrible sex and what's bad sex?
I don't know. Sometimes you just, it's not
what you thought it would be.
Yeah, but
so is cake sometimes. That's not what you thought it would be.
Yeah, you get that kind of dry cake. And you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, British cake.
But I think, so the other thing with making an effort is selfishness. I think early days in a relationship, people are more willing to, you know, do things the partner wants to do, or do things that really don't interest you too much, but you're doing it because it's important to them. And then as that relationship progresses, probably particularly in marriage / long-term relationships, you know, once the years have gone by, it's like, oh, you never want to do this with me, and I feel like I'm doing it on my own, and there's just no interest in the other person's interests. And I think making an effort means showing up for those things too. This is similar to what we spoke about last week.
Yeah.
With supporting your partner's interests. And it's not to say that you have to like everything, and it's not to say you have to do everything they want, but it's about, you know, you're a union at the end of the day. So it's about, you know, there'll be times when you do what means a lot to them, and they'll do what means a lot to you. That goes a long way, and I think very understated level of importance in your relationship, in your marriage, is to, you know, to, and you don't have to make a big fuss about it. Like, yeah, I'll do this, but I want you to know I'm doing it. They probably already know. Like, yeah, I know this isn't really your big interest, and I appreciate you doing it. So, just do it. You know, I don't think we need to go too far into it. If this is a area of interest, last week's episode 113, was all about this. But, you know, try not to be selfish, make an effort. And, you know, that extends to around the house. And this extends into what we talk about with, you know, showing that you don't take each other for granted. And, you know, we still say thank you every single day for things. I think it is literally every single day that at least once we'll thank each other for what we've done. And it's never even been discussed, like, oh, I'd really appreciate if you thanked me for that. It's just something we've always done because we appreciate the effort. And, we know that, you know, so unless Andrew cooks almost every meal, I could take the attitude, well, you've got to eat anyway, so what difference does it make that you just make twice as much? But the reality is, you know, it saves me having to do that. It's a big... Me not doing it is means I can be doing other things, and I'm really grateful for that. The times when I do cook dinner, you're really grateful for it because it's a break for you.
It's once in a lifetime.
It's once in a lifetime.
But it's also, like, sometimes your partner just... It's nice, and I've had to communicate this to you before. I think it's... You know, it can be tricky for me. You know, I work full-time. I kind of do the most in terms of running the household on the physical side. You do a lot more like on the financial side, but in terms of the day-to-day running the house, I kind of, doesn't mean I do everything, but I kind of drive it. So if I think, hey, things need cleaning, I might say, hey, can you do this? I'm going to, you know, that kind of stuff. And then I do all the cooking, like, you know, it, what am I trying to say? Like, basically I kind of have the role of an old-fashioned wife, but I don't do as much on that side of things as an old-fashioned wife because I'm also working full-time. You know, we don't have kids, so that's something I'm not dealing with. But basically, you have just as much responsibility to do just as much as I'm doing because I'm working, like, too. So, like, I've said to you before, like, do you know what? Like, it would just be really nice if there was something I never had to think about and do. Just, like, you never have to worry about if there's going to be dinner arranged or if there's going to be food in the cupboard or... You're going to have clean clothes to wear. Like, I may not be a gourmet cook and the clothes may not get put away regularly, but, like, there's always clean clothes, except for one rare, you know, the odd rare occasion, and there's always something good to eat. So, you know, I've had to explain that. Like, hey, like, if can you just take something off my plate, like, whatever that is, you know, so that I don't have to worry about it? And you kind of went, oh, like, you'd never thought of that. Mm. There's literally things you take for granted, not, like, you value that I cook for you and stuff, but you take the fact for granted that it's just something you don't have to think about and it gets done.
Yeah.
You don't take me doing it for granted. I don't want it to set that precedence. But yeah, I think when I said that to you, you were kind of like, oh, yeah, like, wow, I never thought of it that way. And, you know, it's been a bit stop and go with some of that, but you've been working insane more than me. So I kind of try and be, and it's not a keeping score kind of thing. It's like, okay, well, he's... I think we've talked about this before that, you know, things are going to ebb and flow. Sometimes you're going to need support from your partner and sometimes they're going to need support from you. It should never always be one or the other. It should go back and forth a bit. So it's whatever that effort looks like. So if that means I needed to explain to him, hey, you know, it'd be nice if there's just something that I never had to think about, then him trying to do that or looking for things is still showing an effort.
Mm-hmm.
Which is important.
Yeah. And, you know, it maybe originally we did have more of those conversations and...
What conversations?
Just you to find our groove in the household and who is doing what. And we would never say our way is the only way of doing it. Every household is going to do that differently. We don't have the roles we have strictly because we see them as gender roles. It's just the way it's panned out, really. But, you know, yeah, making an effort around the house, definitely either, well, both, pulling your weight and expressing the gratitude for what you don't have to do, I think is very important. So, you know, the central theme in all of this is to remain intentional, you know, throughout the relationship, to make an effort for yourself and demonstrating that to your partner. That's, like, those are the core principles of this, and then it filters out, okay, how's that work for how I look? How's that work for how I treat them? How's it work for, you know, the one I talk about quite a lot on the podcast is staying interesting. You know, if you just sit there every day watching reality TV, like, your mind's not really, it may be engaged in that, but there's not, what are you going to have to talk about? You know, so how do those central, the core tenets of this extend to you staying interesting? How do they extend to how you treat them, to how you express the gratitude for them, to how you demonstrate that the relationship's still important to you? And I think maybe that's also an overriding theme. When you talk to people who have problems, or you talk to people who are years and years into the marriage and they break up, it's, you know, well, I felt like they'd given up, and it didn't feel like the relationship was a priority anymore. So it's, how do you demonstrate that it still is a priority for you? If that's your North Star, I don't really think you can go too far wrong.
Yeah. For sure.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah. With a bow.
Yeah, okay.
So try. Doesn't have to be all day, every day. And then the only thing I would add, like, I think you've tied it up really nicely, but the last thing I would just add is that small gestures can go a long way. And, you know, we talk a lot about, like, the date nights, and the favorite night is a really good way to make effort. And, you know, we have episodes on the favorite night. We talk about it in every episode where we discuss dates, but...
I had a meeting on Friday, and that guy's going to start doing favorite nights with his wife.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
A couple of my friends who do a lot of date nights at home, like, they do themed date nights. I told her about it, and they're going to start doing favorite nights. But, yeah. Basically, it just shows, like, hey, you know what's nice about you? I'm making an effort. And you can even take it further. Like, if you've listened to us or read any blogs, you probably know the favorite night is one of you plans the night for the other. That could be cooking their favorite meal or taking them to their favorite restaurant. It could be picking their favorite movie or favorite video game or board game, you know, or a combination of all of it. We usually do a movie and a meal and some sort of dessert or something that we know the other person likes. Or you can do a special request where... Like, sometimes you'll say to me, oh, hey, I'm going to do a favorite night for you. Do you want a surprise, or is anything particular you're wanting? You did one for me last weekend, and I wanted breakfast.
For dinner.
Yeah, like dinner, breakfast for Brenner. If you watch Scrubs. It's from Scrubs, Brenner. I wanted bacon, hash browns, eggs, and pancakes, gluten-free pancakes, which were amazing.
And you got them.
And I got them. I can't remember what we did for dessert. Maybe Reese's.
No, was it not the pie?
Ice cream and pie, because we had leftover pie. So yeah, it's just, again, that's something that you don't have to think about. You just get treated to something, and your partner has to make an actual effort, like going out and getting something to make the meal or making reservations to take you to the restaurant you want to go to. And it shows that they're thinking about, they know the things you like, and can recreate that for you. So yeah, making an effort for yourself and for your partner will only improve things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, thanks for listening. You guys know where to find us, Instagram and Twitter at Mr. and Mrs. Distance, and then our website, longdistancemarriage.com. Let us know if there's any topics you'd like us to cover. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.